But, I mean, what kind of influence did Casanova have on Teresa's life?
I think a large influence. They met, their families, as you can see, were intimately intertwined, shall we put it that way. And Teresa's father was in love with Casanova's mother, who was a very beautiful actress. But when Casanova and Teresa first became friendly, she was 17, he was 15, and they were thrown together every day in the house of this senator who had taken them both on to look after them. They were his protégés. And they both found each other very attractive. They didn't have an affair for quite some time, although they tried to, but unfortunately the senator threw Casanova out of the house when he found him canoodling with Teresa.
But she did have a daughter by Casanova.
She did. They met again in Venice after, when she was married by that time, but she got pregnant by Casanova and had a daughter. And Casanova helped Teresa out many times during her lifetime financially, and also by taking her son, Giuseppe.
At one point she pawned her son,
Yes, she wasn't the best mother. Being a mother in those days was even harder than, much harder, I would say.
But you don't pawn your children, even, do you? Or was that considered a normal way of getting out of debt?
I don't think even in those days it was normal to pawn your son, but I think she was so desperate, and the people said, you know, you can't go, and she left him as a sort of gauge and pledged that she would come back and pay her debts, and Casanova gave her the money to pay the debt.
Now, she had a very colourful life before she came to London. She was romping through Europe, fleecing very rich men who should have known better from the sound of it. But tell me about Carlyle House that she set up in Soho, which at that time was considered a sort of an open air, a lovely country part of the city.
Well, it wasn't quite country. It was really down to this new town. I mean, Soho Square was a very, very smart place in the 18th century. It was the smartest part of Soho, which was in itself a smart area. And she found this large mansion, Carlyle House, which she furnished very, very sumptuously with furniture by Thomas Chippendale, and she set it up as an assembly rooms where she gave...
Where was she getting the money from to do all these things?
Her boyfriend of the time.
Right.
Hapless boyfriend. She was very manipulative and did manage to squeeze a lot of money out of him. But when the business started up, and what she started was giving concerts and assemblies and balls and masquerade parties, a thousand people a night would sometimes go there, paying up to 5 guineas for a ticket, which was a fortune in those days. And when Casanova visited Teresa in London in 1763, he estimated she was earning £24,000 a year, which in these days would be millions.
And yet she still got into trouble with money.
Yes, she didn't know anything about bookkeeping and never learned, and she wasn't very good at paying her debts.
So do you think, looking at her, I mean, OK, she had this tremendous energy, she spotted a good idea, she knew how to exploit it, but was she anything more than a high-class courtesan? Because she was bankrolled throughout by wealthy men.
No, she wasn't, actually.